Northwell Health and Nuvance Health announced that the two health systems have now joined officially together to form a new integrated regional health system that will enhance care for communities across greater New York and Connecticut, which serves a population of more than 13 million people. And let's look at the Connecticut piece here, because when this announcement was made, there was certainly a lot of attention around it, because Nuvance Health is the parent company, or I should say is in charge of operating hospitals like Norwalk Hospital. So a lot of our listeners wanted to know more about this partnership, what it was going to mean for them, certainly patient care in the future. Joining us now is Dr. John Murphy, president and CEO of Nuvance Health's division of Northwell Health. And welcome to the show, Dr. Murphy. Let's talk about how these two entities came together in the first place.
Sure. Good morning. Michael Dalig and I started talking years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, about programmatic opportunities where we could work together. I had long respected the work that Northwell had done, and we wanted to see whether there were opportunities to work with an organization that really excelled in serving the community in medical education, innovation, et cetera. So we started with some small programs, and it had to do with actually physician education and leadership training. And we found that the collaboration was terrific. And then over the years, program by program, we found that we were very compatible, that we learned from each other. And you know, one thing led to another. And then our board realized that over time, being a $3 billion system probably was not large enough. And we decided it was time to seek a partnership, and Northwell was the ideal partner for us.
So, Dr. Murphy, as I'm sure you can imagine, we do see this pretty frequently, where you've got hospital systems and health systems coming together, making, you know, I would say hospitals stronger, have more opportunities, especially when you talk about, you know, New York and Connecticut. I know certainly a different acquisition, but for, you know, to just kind of give an example for people, Stamford Health has certainly broadened its horizons and is now partnering with a lot of different entities, you know, a lot of New York, I'd say, based health systems, and bringing that talent into Connecticut. We've seen it even with Hartford Healthcare as well. They're bringing that kind of talent from New York into places like Fairfield and Bridgeport. But of course, there's always the concern about patient care. And are we going to be cutting corners anywhere when you see big entities joining together? What would be your response to people?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the opposite is true. At least the goal for Northwell has always been to grow, but to grow by strengthening community hospitals. And it isn't of the mind that, hey, we need to take what's happening in the community and bring it to some central location in New York City called, the, let's say, the mothership, some large academic medical center that has to be fed by communities giving up their care. With Northwell, there is no large single academic medical center. Their job is to strengthen the care that is provided in the local communities by taking advantage of some of the efficiencies associated with being a $22 billion system. So we think that if we weren't able to access those efficiencies, that's when jobs become at risk. That's when you have to cut corners to try to maintain an operating margin. This, we feel, allows us to invest back into the local communities and continue to provide care.
So again, we have Dr. Murphy here. And Dr. Murphy is the president and CEO of Nuvance Health's division of Northwell Health. And could you give us some examples, maybe, Dr. Murphy? So before merging, or I guess joining forces with Northwell, you know, I guess I don't want to say what was lacking, but what do you gain? Maybe that's a better way of putting it. What are you gaining by now this new partnership? If you have any concrete examples, just to give people an idea.
Well, I think that given the size of the organization and the opportunity, will be, for instance, the second largest teaching health system in the United States.
Wow.
I think so we'll have 2,000 residents and fellows training in various parts of the organization. We currently have 200. I think as an example, for those physicians who love to teach, there'll be an extraordinary opportunity to do that. But the flip side of that is the opportunity to recruit those doctors to stay here and to work here. I think it is a huge advantage, not only for physician talent, but also we'll be training nurses, PAs, physical therapists, et cetera. I think the ability to recruit and retain talent will be much stronger. I also think that the opportunity to innovate and combine clinical and technical capabilities will allow us to take advantage of, you know, whatever the, whether it's something like artificial intelligence that needs to be appropriately brought into the clinical atmosphere. I think when you have this kind of size, you can devote resources to make sure it's done intelligently and safely, where it's much more difficult to do something like that on its own.
Dr. Murphy, maybe it's too soon to say this, but another thing that is of concern is when you have, you know, these types of merges happen, you see layoffs. Will we see that?
No, we have no expectation of layoffs. The strategy for the organization is to continue to grow, and we aim to do that. And actually, in the affiliation agreement, which was signed about a year or so ago, we committed that Northwell committed that there would not be layoffs, and no one's going to lose the job, at least in the first year. But beyond that, I think actually, as we, I just used the example, let's say, of artificial intelligence, if there are going to be some technologic advancements, I think to the extent that the workforce is willing to learn new skills, I think jobs actually will continue to be added. We're now over 100,000 employees, and we have no expectation that that number is going to shrink.
Dr. Murphy, I appreciate you giving us the time after this major announcement. Thank you so much.